Joining us here in the new 99.5fm.com is Roger Wilson. He is the author of the Broadway South Proposal, and you're up in Chicago right now.
That's right.
What brings you up to the Windy City?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be here with Dr. Ed Blakely, our city's reconstruction czar, and we're making a presentation to the Urban Land Institute, who's having their convention here this week. Dr. Blakely's making his presentation about the entire redevelopment of New Orleans, and part of that presentation entails what is to be done with the downtown Canal Street corridor sector. And Dr. Blakely, a while back, has adopted Broadway South as a strategy for the solution of that part of the city.
Now, for those,
and we're here to present it.
Now, Roger, for those few people who don't know what Broadway South is, can you outline it real quick?
We're going to use a tax incentive similar to the one that was given to the film industry, which has made Louisiana the third most popular filmmaking state in the country. We're going to offer a similar bottom line incentive to the producers of live entertainment, be it Broadway-bound theater, opera, ballet, jazz, or what we call variety entertainment, which would include musical concerts or anything from the Grammy Awards to Cirque Soleil to Riverdance or Ellen DeGeneres doing her TV show in New Orleans on Canal Street. And we're going to do it so that we basically create New Orleans to be the performing arts capital of the South, and offer a level of entertainment and a breadth of entertainment, such a wide menu of entertainment, that would only be rivaled by New York City. And we believe that if we do that, that in combination with the existing GO Zone and New Market tax incentive will create another incentive for a great many private developers and privately funded projects to rebuild the Canal Street area to house all these new productions. That's what Broadway South is.
Now, for the small theaters, the small cabarets, the small venues, do they get something out of this?
They do if they can submit their season. You know, the way that this legislation works, or this tax credit works, is you have to agree to initiate your American tour in Louisiana. So while a lot of Louisiana companies won't go touring, as long as they initiate their season in Louisiana, which they will do, and it meets the minimum of what you have to spend to get this credit. In the film industry, you have to spend a minimum of $300,000 to trigger the credit. But you can take $10,000, $30,000 movies, package them as a slate, and get the credit. The same will be true for the theater companies of New Orleans and the state, throughout the state. They can take their entire season, package it as one production, and then they'll get the credit that's available to the other companies as well.
It's something that has excited quite a few people. Why?
Well, I think because everyone knows, you know, that culture is our greatest resource. We're more uniquely set up than any city in the country to house something like this, which would create a tremendous draw for tourism. We have our restaurants, we have our hotels, we have our musicians, we have our architecture, we have our port, we have our all the lures that bring people to New Orleans. But what we're missing right now in the wake of Katrina is a great package to bring people back. I think the old offering of come down and see the French Quarter and kind of mosey around worked to a certain point, but not in the post-Katrina era. People have too many suspicions about the city. Is it safe? Is it dry? Is it coming back? We need something that has a real wonderful cultural veneer to it that says we are using culture. We're the home of all kinds of culture. We were the first location for the first opera house in America. We are the birthplace of jazz. We are the setting for some of the greatest dramatic works ever put on the stage. Come to New Orleans because we are the performing arts capital of the South. I think that's what's got people excited, that not only that, but that because we have these available state and federal incentives, this is an amazing opportunity for us to rebuild Canal Street, which, as you know, Christopher, has been in trouble for a lot longer than just the post-Katrina era.
In fact, as I know well, that's sort of driving down Canal Street how you first got the idea.
That's correct. It was during a campaign that I was running for city council last year, and one night driving home from a forum, I was stopped at a red light there on Basin Street and Canal, and I looked at all these theaters boarded up, and it just dawned on me, well, wait a minute. You know, if you gave the same incentives to the producers of live entertainment that you had given to Hollywood entertainment, maybe they would come to Louisiana as well. And that, in combination with the availability of these federal and state incentives to get private money to reinvest in the infrastructure of our city. It has to be both. It has to be the incentive to bring the shows and the existing incentives to get people to rebuild. When those work in tandem, we could certainly create an entirely new offering for New Orleans to bring not only just the 10 million pre-Katrina tourists that we had annually, but a whole nother wave of tourism as well. Say the cruise ships would engage in this as well. The cruise ship tourism would engage in this as well.
Most people know I've been writing about this for about 2 years now, well, for about a year and a half since you began the process. And you've actually advanced from idea stage to legislation stage, and now you have pretty bipartisan support in the legislature.
That's right. We are right now in the first stages of the legislative process. We presented, we have a Senate Bill 218 and House Bill 155, and we are in the process of having just presented the Broadway South presentation to the Senate Revenue Fisc Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee, and we will now await on a vote from both of those committees a week from this Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully emerge from those committees to be debated on the floor of both chambers. And we're hoping that that will, of course, lead to passage of these two bills and enact a new law commonly referred to as the Broadway South legislation.
It seems
without
like
that, we don't have much of a chance of getting this going.
Roger, it seems like you've got pretty, I mean, you've got co-sponsors from the Black Caucus to the Republican Caucus. Is there anybody who's been hesitant about the bill?
I don't think they're hesitant about our bill. I think a lot of people are hesitant about tax credits in general because there's so many being asked for. And I think some people feel that the movie credits have gotten away from the state a little bit and become more costly than ever anticipated. But as I explained to every senator and every representative I meet, and as I explained to the governor just yesterday, the state of Louisiana currently makes no money from the performing arts industry. So it has only something to gain by getting some money to be invested. I mean, the logic goes, if you own 100% of a zero industry, you own zero. But if we could get the performing arts industry to be only half as successful as the film industry, so let's say that would make it a $250 million industry, and it costs the state a 30% credit to get that, well, that means the state owns 70% now of a $250 million industry. That's a lot better than owning 100% of nothing.
If it gets through the two houses and you have a lot of co-sponsors and a lot of support, goes to the governor's desk. You just finished meeting with the governor this past few days, and will she sign it?
Oh, I don't know. I think, you know, she has a tremendous amount of decisions to make in this session. I hope she does, and I hope at least that we were able to make clear to her that this is a statewide incentive. This is going to have a major, major impact upon the education of every school child in Louisiana. To have this kind of culture offering throughout the state will be a new classroom for kids. These artists that will come to Louisiana will be able to mentor these children at the grammar school and high school level, and more in particular, our university students. This, along with the film industry, will give them a real-world place to train, whether they're an accountant or a law major or a business major or an arts major, and more importantly, when it comes time to graduate. If they have that experience during their graduate years of working in some of these productions from any of those capacities, they have a better reason to stay in Louisiana rather than leave. And I think that was what we tried to convey to the governor, that this is much more than a theater initiative. This is a job-creating monster that could also have a great impact on education.
What can the general public do to help move this legislation along?
Write your state representative, write your Senate state senator, beg them, implore them to pass Senate Bill 128 and House Bill 155, because it will have, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of small business you run, no matter what you feel for the city from an architectural point of view, from an arts point of view, from a social point of view, whether you're in the medical industry or the tourism industry or the banking industry or the shopkeeper or a marketing executive, no matter who you are, this will have an impact on your business, and a positive one. So implore your state representative and your state senator to vote for these bills and get them passed into legislation, into law.
Any other thoughts you want to add?
just that I'm very grateful, really. You know, I've watched this process work, Christopher, and it's amazing that a guy with an idea can be embraced by people like Senator Ed Murray and Senator Tom Shedler and Representative Jeff Arnold, and that, you know, people, men like that, and also the women representatives who have taken me on and listened to my appeal, that this process does work. You know, it does get you to the chance to get something done, and I just hope we're lucky enough to get it done. But I must say that I'm very grateful to all the representatives and all the people of New Orleans from so many different areas who have supported me and helped me get this far, and I hope it proves to be successful in the end. I just want to say in closing that I'm very grateful to so many people who have helped me push this process along for the last year. And at the risk of singling you out a little bit on your own interview, Christopher, you know, a lot of people don't know that starting back almost 15 months ago, you know, you were one of the original voices that really laid this all out to me, how this could, you know, start to unfold across a statewide municipal level. And I'm very grateful to you for having been there with me at the very beginning of this, and your support and your ideas are a big part of why Broadway South is where it is today. Along with yourself and some other folks, I have a deep gratitude to you.
Well, it was one of the great ideas that has come through. One thing that our mutual friend Bill Hines points out is that it's an idea that pretty much everybody likes across the spectrum. And that's an extremely rare occurrence. Regardless of ideology, regardless of race or class, this seems to have pretty universal backing.
Well, I think that's because it's cultural. And culture cuts across all political, racial, and economic lines. It always has, it always will. Art is for everyone, and art is a source of tremendous growth and opportunity, much more than just I saw a nice play. The leading cities in this country are leading because from Seattle to San Francisco to Austin to New York to Miami, because they all made a profound commitment to arts and culture, and it has driven their economies, believe it or not. And I think that's why everyone likes this, because at the end of the day, it's about raising the cultural standard of Louisiana, which can only do great things for Louisiana from every direction.
And at some level, retaining our culture, as we're
that's
in danger
right.
of losing it.
Right. It retains it, it celebrates it, and it raises it. And when you can get that with one swing of the bat, you want to try to make sure you get that swing of the bat. And I hope we do. I really hope we do.
So you're going to present to the Urban Land Institute through the weekend, and then back to Louisiana to continue lobbying legislators.
Yeah, actually, we conclude today. We do our presentation in about an hour, and then back tonight, and pushing the agenda all this weekend and all next week. And then our vote is set for a week from this Monday and Tuesday. So the people listening or the people reading, you have a good week or 9 days to write or email or call your legislator and get them to support Senate Bill 218 or House Bill 155 for Broadway South.
Roger Wilson, thank you for joining us here on 99.5 FM.
Thank you so much, Christopher. And thank you again for all your help on Broadway South.